Acts chapter 20. Then after the uproar ceased, Paul, having sent for the disciples and embraced them, left to go to Macedonia. And when he had gone through those areas and had given them many words of encouragement, he came to Greece. After spending 3 months there, a plot was made against him by the Jews, just as he was about to set sail for Syria. So he decided to return through Macedonia. So these men went with him as far as Asia: Sopater of Berea, the son of Pyrrhus, Aristarchus and Secundus, who were Thessalonians, Gaius of Derbe, Timothy, Tychicus, and Trophimus from Asia. But these had gone on ahead and were waiting for us at Troas. So we sailed across from Philippi after the days of unleavened bread, and came to them 5 days later in Troas, where we then stayed 7 days. And on the first Sabbath day, when we were gathered together to eat a meal, Paul spoke to them, intending to leave on the next day, and continued speaking until midnight. Consequently, there were many lights in the upper chamber, where we were gathered together, and a certain young man named Eutychus, who sat in the window, fell into a deep sleep. And since Paul kept speaking for a long time, he, being in a deep sleep, fell down from the third story, and was lifted up dead. So going down there, Paul fell on him, embraced him, and said, "Don't become upset, for his life is still in him." And when he had gone back up, broken bread, and eaten, he conversed with them an even longer time, continuing until dawn, and left. And they brought the youth up alive, and were more than a little comforted. But we had gone on ahead in the ship which set sail for Assos, intending to pick Paul up there, for he had planned to go by land himself. And when he met us at Assos, we took him on board and came to Mytilene. And sailing from there, we came near Chios the following day. Then the next day we reached Samos, and the day after that we came to Miletus. For Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus, so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was in a hurry to be at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost, if it were possible for him. And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus, and called for the older, spiritually mature brothers of the gathering of the called out ones. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I set foot in Asia, what kind of life I lived with you all that time, serving the Lord with all humility, with tears, and with trials which happened to me through the plots of the Jews. You know, too, how I kept back nothing which was advantageous to you, but have declared everything to you and taught you both publicly and from house to house, testifying to both Jews and Greeks the things of God, that is, repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. And now look, I am going bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that in every city the Holy Spirit testifies to me, saying that bonds and afflictions await me. But I do not take this word into account, or consider my life precious to me, so that I may finish my course with joy and complete the service which I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the good news about the grace of God. And now look, I know that you all, among whom I went about proclaiming the kingdom of God, will not see my face again. Therefore I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I didn't shrink back from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. Give careful attention to yourselves, and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has placed you as watchmen, to feed the gathering of the Lord's called out ones, which he purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, mercenary wolves will enter in among you, not sparing the flock. For from among you, men will rise up speaking twisted words in order to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore be watchful, remembering that for a period of 3 years I admonished every one of you with tears, day and night, without ceasing. And now I turn you over to God, and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among the ones who have been made holy. I lusted after no one's silver, gold, or clothing. You yourselves know that these hands of mine ministered to my own needs, and to the needs of those who were with me. In everything I gave you an example, that it is right to help the poor by working to earn money, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, which he himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." And when he had said this, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. Then they all wept profusely, and fell on Paul's neck, and kissed him, being especially grieved because of the word which he had spoken, that they would not see his face again. And they sent him on his way to the ship. This is the end of Acts chapter 20. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.